husband told me he wanted a divorce.
My husband and I have been married for 8 years, and this has never been a problem in our marriage whatsoever. My little girl is allergic to dairy, and my little boy has a dairy and gluten intolerance. Naturally, as a family, we have just gone dairy-free and gluten-free and organic and just more wholesome foods. Now, I've never told my husband that he needed to eat this way.
Oh, absolutely. A man in his house can eat an entire pizza by himself while his gluten and dairy intolerant kids give him the stink eye, and his wife casually informs him that she's gonna have a headache on his birthday. You know, that one time a year when he gets access to some box. But yeah, I totally believe you when you say you never told him to eat that way.
Every day, more lies.
Husband came home and he had this huge bag of groceries. And there are 20 boxes of fruit roll-ups. I was so confused and I said, why did you buy these fruit roll-ups? And he said, you know, I'm sick and tired of living this way. I don't want to do it anymore. And I do want a divorce. I could feel myself getting angry. I'm going to walk away from the situation. And when I got up from the table, I woke up from my dream.
You know, sweetie, psychologically speaking, you had that dream because even if you're not consciously aware of it, you might be afraid that your husband might actually divorce you because he's tired of that lifestyle. And honestly, if he were to do it, I don't think I'd blame him.
He's a 10, but he's short.
A 1. 3.
Oh, like a 2. I can't do that.
He's a 0.
Well, sweeties, in that case, you wouldn't mind if us guys who are over 6'1" only date and keep our resources for women who are over 5'10" and have naturally occurring bigger than average chest assets, right?
What?
Yeah, cause, you know, some of us want tall children. See, I'm 6'1", and I want my son to be at least 6'4". And for a boy to grow up into a man who's 6'4", well, he's gonna need a tall mother and a lot of natural milk, so you understand, right?
I hate that.
Well, tough luck, cause you see, our wallet's our choice. Our bodies are choice, our DNA are choice, and the women who get access to our wallets, bodies, and DNA is also our choice. So one could say, we're pro-choice.
I'm just sitting here thinking about the time that I made a TikTok about how tips to help you in the gym, and it's like, it was me putting on deodorant, haha, it's a joke because you stink, right? Get it, haha, because people stink. Anyways, that post for some reason brought like all the onion boys to my comments because they're like, I don't go to the gym to impress people like you. Like, when does smelling good or smelling not bad have anything to do with impressing people?
You know, sweetie, most people who go to the gym are fully aware that the gym, by the simple nature of the activities that go on inside a gym, is a place in which people sweat. And guess what? After an intense weightlifting session that ends with some cardio kickboxing, no deodorant on the planet can stop sweat from smelling sweaty.
No way.
So, if other people sweating bothers you, just like women blocking machines to take a million selfies bothers me, do what I did and buy a home gym.
Like, sorry, I don't want to smell you, onion boy. P.U.
You know, considering that you make a living by getting ran through on camera by multiple men, sometimes several at once.
Oh, that's nasty.
I'm curious, do you have the same energy for those onion boys who sweat while making content with you, or is that energy reserved for the guys who don't give you attention at the gym? That's what I thought.
The way that his supporters are going to ride even harder for him now.
So I'm guessing you're not one of his supporters.
I am a liberal feminist, and yet I preach women being, or men being providers in relationships with women.
Okay, noted. Carry on.
That picture with his fist in the air and on his face.
So, on one hand, you got a former president and current presidential candidate raising his fist in the air in defiance of death after having narrowly survived a deletion attempt by only a few millimeters. On the other hand, you got an insane person who may or may not share your political views who decided he's gonna unilaterally decide the entire election process for over 330 million Americans by forcefully eliminating Trump, thereby depriving Trump supporters of their constitutional right to vote for Trump, but also depriving you of your constitutional right to vote against Trump. But your problem is Trump and his supporters being angry about it?
Stop it. Get some help.
I'm not gonna, there's still so many details coming out that I can't give my opinion here nor there, but that is what is worrying me right now. And I could also say more things, but I'm going to be sensitive.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Sweetie, you don't look sensitive, but allow me to mansplain the concept of free and fair elections in a civilized society. You see, in a civilized society that has free and fair elections, the only acceptable way that the political candidate that you hate does not take the office he's running for is for the people to vote for the other guy. If the political candidate that you hate does not take office because somebody deleted him, you no longer live in a civilized society. You live in the United Tyranny of Absurdistan, and whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or anything else, as long as you're a rational person, you should be against this expression of politics by other means. As far as what Trump supporters are gonna do following this event, I think they're gonna go to Trump's rallies, probably in the millions, they're gonna donate to his campaign, probably in the hundreds of millions, if not billions, and also, they're gonna vote for Trump in the election. What I don't think Trump supporters are gonna do, and I'm about 89.3% sure about it, is they're not gonna start the Summer of Love 2024. So, no need to worry about that. However, considering that you're into traditional Chads who provide and protect, and according to a lot of studies, those guys are trending Republican. After current events and this video you made, you ending up married to a guy like that is about as likely as Kamala Harris winning the election.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.